Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Meister Sheni Daf Chaf, and we are starting near the bottom of the Amud with Halacha Dalid and Vilna Tzuris Daf. It's right at the beginning of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basir Yaakov Maisha. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And Mishnah tells us that part selling mice Meister Sheni, someone who's taking mice, which means copper coins of Meister Sheni, and being pirate them means transferring their kedusha onto a sella, which is a silver coin. This is obviously to make it easier for him to transfer the coins up to Yerushalayim. It's not so easy to carry a bunch of copper coins. It's much easier just to carry one or a few silver coins. So when he's transferring the kedusha of the copper onto the silver, how much is he allowed to do? Beis Shammai says, "B'chol hasela mois." All the copper coins are allowed to be transferred onto silver slime. Beis Hillel says, "B'shekel kesef b'shekel mois." He should do half. A shekel is half of a sela. What's the reason of the machlokes? So Beis Shammai is afraid that the copper coins are going to get ruined, might corrode or get ruined in some other way, and therefore take all those copper coins and transfer them onto silver. Whereas in Beis Hillel, we have two different understandings. It's either because he's just simply not worried about the copper turning bad, so he says you could transfer half onto silver and leave the other half as copper, or it's actually because he's afraid that prices are going to go up. If everyone's coming into Yerushalayim only with silver, and now when they want to buy things with the silver, they have to go to the Shulchani, the money changer, to get it broken down into smaller denominations of copper, money changers are going to see that everyone wants copper, so all of a sudden the price for copper is going to go up because of supply and demand, and it's going to turn out that Meister Sheni loses. That's what Beis Hillel says, only half of the coins are allowed to be transferred onto silver, and the other half have to be kept in copper. Continuing on to Chafa and Bezer, Meir Emer, he tells us, in Mechalon Kesef Peiros al Kesef, no being Mechalel, Kesef, and Peiros onto Kesef. As he has half a dinner of Meister Sheni money and half a dinner's worth of Peiros, he's not allowed to transfer both of them onto one dinner, which will be Meister Sheni. B'cham Matir M'dacham allow this. Onto another din, HaPirat Sela Shel Meister Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Let's say a person has a Sela, a silver coin of Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim, and now he wants to break it up into smaller denominations so he can buy food with it. B'Sham Abram, he tells us, B'chal HaSela Mois. The entire Sela should be transferred into copper coins all at once, and that's because every time you go to the money changer to have him give you smaller or larger denominations, you have to pay him a fee, which is called a kolbein. And if you're not going to do the entire sela, you're going to do a half a sela here, half a sela there, or a quarter, quarter, and a quarter. Every time you're paying that fee, and that's going to cause a loss for Meister Sheni. Therefore, Beis Shammai says, do it all at once. Beis Hillel says, no problem. Shekel kesef, shekel mois. Half of it you could keep in kesef, and half of it could be mois, copper coins, and you don't have to do it all at once. And he's not chayshesh for the kolbein for this loss of the fee. Now we have another shita. Hadam lofnei chacham mayrim, the ones that judge, the ones that discuss halachas in front of the chachamim, they say, b'shloisha dinarim kesef u'b'dinar mois. That's 3/4 and 1/4. 3/4 of the sela is transferred into dinarim. That's because there's 4 dinarim in a sela, so 3 of them are kept as silver, and the last dinner is copper coins. Which Rabbi Kiva says, no, b'shloisha dinarim kesef u'b'revias. 3 dinarim remain kesef, and we only take 1/4 of that last dinner and turn that into copper coins. So it turns out, according to Rabbi Kiva, only 1/16 of the sela is allowed to be turned into copper coins. Whereas Rabbi Tarfon, he tells us, arba asfari kesef, it's 4 asfari of kesef. What does that mean? So a dinner is 5 silver asfari, and that means according to Rabbi Tarfon, he breaks up the sela into 3 dinarim. Those remain as is. The last dinner is further broken down into 5 silver asfari, and 1 of those asfari is allowed to be turned into copper. Turns out, according to Rabbi Tarfon, only 1/20 is allowed to be mice. Here we have our last sheet, the Chaf Alef Amud Aleph. Shammai Omer, Shammai himself says, yanichene b'chanos v'yoichal kenegdo, he has to leave this silver sela in a store, and he eats corresponding to it. In other words, according to Shammai, one is not allowed to take this sela, this silver coin, and break it down into smaller denominations. He has to give the entire sela to a storekeeper, and he just constantly goes in buying food up until the value of that coin. Onto another din, Mishayu mixes bun of tamein, mixes bun of tahirim. Someone who has a whole bunch of kids, some of them are tar, some of them are tame, and he wants to take his Meister Sheni money and buy food with it. But the problem is, if you're tame, you're not allowed to eat Meister Sheni food. What does he do? Menechas a sela, he takes a sela of Meister Sheni, he puts it down, and he says as follows, Masha tahirin shaisin, whatever wine the tar ones drink, sela zu mechulelis alav. This sela should be mechul onto that wine. And whatever wine the tame ones are drinking, obviously remains chulin. Nimtzu tamei mutarin shaisim kar echad. Turns out the tame and tahar ones drinking out of the same pitcher. It's just that it turns out the tahar ones are drinking Meister Sheni and the tame ones are drinking chulin. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.